Today's daf is Maseches Eruvin, daf Gimel. We continue to find our bearings as we're dipping our feet into the new world of Mavui, Lechi, Korah, Tzuras HaPesach, and more in these opening pages. One observation which is made very clear in the Gemara's use of the Beis HaMikdash and Hilchos Sukkah, the dimensions of the temple and the various sections of the Heichal, the entranceway, and attempting to define the parameters of what constitutes an opening that's too high, or why to be considered an opening, a halachic opening, a Pesach, as well as the details of what makes a korah, what makes a crossbeam a crossbeam, so how thick it must be, and so on. All these principles are being drawn from Torah-based structures. This concept is referred to a number of places in Shas as kol tikkun rabbanan kein d'oraisa tikkun, that when the rabbanan created their principles or their enactments, institutions, they modeled them after already existing Torah principles or Torah structures. The Rashba, in this Tshuvas, in Chelek Aleph's Tshuvas Samach Aleph, writes that the reason Chazal did so was to ensure and prevent people from treating rabbinic institutions lightly. People see, oh, it's based on something that's rooted in the Psukim in the Torah. So Gemara Nar Daf even alludes to this point in one answer, that they were more machmir by Sukkah, Chazal more machmir by Sukkah, when it came to a roof that partially went above the legal upper limit of 20 amos, and partially, part of it went below that 20 amos. So even though a crossbeam on a fourth side of a mavoi would not invalidate that space, because the whole concept of not carrying into a mavoi was only midrash rabbanan to begin with. However, in the second version of Rabbah's case, there was a chumrah by the crossbeam, but not by sukkah, for the very reason that rabbinic concepts, as the Gemara, by chizuk, they require more strength than a Torah concept, which is explicit in the psukim. An important observation as we go forward in a masechta, whose halachic premise is rooted in a rabbinic institution. So in the midst of this sugya, there's another answer to Rabbah's differentiating sukkah from mavoi, taught by Rava Miparskia. That since sukkah is created for the individual, if the portion below, the portion that under that 20 amos was removed, so now all you have left is the portion above 20. If you learn Masechah Sukkah, you'll come to understand, our daf already brings this out, that's a height that's so high above that a person's not even going to really recognize or realize that they're standing in that domain. So the residents would remind one another that it needs fixing. That's what happens when you have a group of people, but by sukkah it's for one person. So this concept in halacha, in this version, at least of the Gemara, is rabim mid kriya adade, that when you have a group of people, they'll be able to remind each other, to warn each other that you're about to do something, you're about to transgress, and so on, they can remind you. So that has other applications. For example, Shulchan Aruch and Yeridaya, jumping from Sukkah to Erevin, now we're in the laws of Kashrus. Yeridaya, Simen, Kuf, Yud, Sif, Hey. The Mechaber Paskins, let's say you have Basar Trefas, that's meat that comes from an animal that had some kind of blemish, defect, something that makes the animals a kosher animal. Shechta kosher, but we found something inside. So what happened? It got mixed in with other kosher pieces of meat at a butcher's. From that point on, if I want to go to that butcher and buy some meat, prohibited from getting meat from there. And I'm not even allowed to get a type of meat. This is Shulchan Aruch, that's called a chaticha she'ein ru'i l'iskabed, which means it's a kind of meat that I wouldn't even serve to guests. I'm not even allowed to get a meat like that. Now why is it? Why would I have thought that would have been okay? Would have thought it would have been okay because that kind of meat doesn't actually, we have a rove, we know most of the meat in that place is kosher, so therefore it should be fine, most of the meat was kosher. However, we're machmir, says the Shulchan Aruch, because not everyone is an expert in what's considered ru'uy liskabed, what's actually a bad piece, it's actually not a bad piece, you may end up with the actual wrong meat. So jumps to Taz, and Sif Katan Hay, and asks, why should we be machmir in a public setting? There are enough people around that one person could identify kosher meat. And guess what the source is? The source is the daf we learned in Masechah Shabbos just 10 days or so on Daf Kuf Mem Zayin. That said, even 10 people could use the same towel, and schita is not a concern. We're not concerned of the person squeezing out the water, because they'll remind each other we're more stringent with an individual. Clearly, the Mechaber didn't apply this logic, and the Nekudas Tekesiv explains that by the towel on Shabbos, out of a group of 10 people, one at least will remember it's Shabbos, remind the others. Whereas by the meat, it's more of a slippery slope, because someone could actually make a mistake, the permissible meat, and switch out permissible meat for the non-permissible, and cause a real halachic violation. So we see at least, when it comes to Shabbos, we have the ability to be mechazik other Shabbos by reminding them of the halachos, but also the great opportunity of celebrating Shabbos as well.